Chapter 8. Here is the boy. The audience stirred, and March caught Blue's reaction as she just missed grabbing the girl's hand. Keeping to the rhythm of the music, she pulled herself up, somersaulted through the air, and landed on the ground. She stood, hands on her hips, and waited. The spotlight shut off, and the police came in with whistles and authority. The audience began to boo and call out in different languages. "Please to file out," an officer called in English. "No permit, no show." The grumbling increased, but no one wanted to be arrested, and there was a general but slow move toward the exits. Blue went over to the police and began to argue. March tried to lose himself in the crowd, but he felt himself being pushed towards the stage. Somehow, he wound up standing with the crew and the performers. The young girl idly swung over their heads, occasionally twining her feet into the sling and flipping lazily upside down. "Get down off that swing," the policeman yelled at her in Dutch, then German, then English, as though if he hit the right language, she would obey. She swung back and forth, just looking at him. Then, in a terrific display of strength and agility, she pulled herself up, swung over his head, then flipped over, hung by her heels, grabbed onto a trapeze bar March hadn't noticed, and swung herself to land exactly 3 inches in front of him. The policeman stumbled backwards. The girl grinned. "English," Blue said to the policeman. "Speak English. Yes, I know, but you wouldn't give me a permit. And the show must go on. Do you know that expression?" March was so intent on watching Blue, actually it was hard to take your eyes off her, that he hadn't noticed an officer standing off to the side who was staring at him. March recognized his mustache with a sinking feeling. He had been there last night. Every muscle tensed, but he told himself to keep himself loose. He pretended to search the crowd, balancing on his toes, and then moved forward as if he'd spotted someone. Too late. The policeman blocked him. He spoke to him in a pleasant tone. "What is your name, please?" "Matt Henneberry. If you're on the spot and there's a chance to get away, give a last name that sounds non-threatening, but doesn't sound made up, and add a friendly first name." "You were there last night," the cop said. "Where?" March asked. The policeman didn't answer. "You are here alone?" "I'm here with my mom. She's a big fan. I lost her in the crowd." March pretended to crane his neck. "But I see her, so you are staying in Amsterdam? What hotel?"
"Always give them an American hotel and smile. Americans in Europe always smile at cops."
"The Hilton."
"Now make them an offer. You don't have to follow through."
"My mom's probably looking for me outside."
He held up his cell phone.
"I can text her. She can come back and meet you."
March started to back away, hiding his desperation behind a grin and a waving cell phone.
"I'll be right back."
The policeman's eyes were gray steel and looked older than his face.
"Let's have her find you, shall we?" No matter how good you are, kid, remember this. Sometimes you get caught.